Good morning. Today we complete our lessons on the pieces of armor from Ephesians chapter 6. And we're looking today at the helmet of salvation. In the first century, Roman soldiers' helmets were made of bronze, fitted over an iron skull, covered up with leather or with cloth. But by Paul's time, they had a band to protect the forehead and plates to protect the nose and cheeks. Little of the face was exposed to danger, but a soldier could still see clearly so as not to be caught off guard by the fiery darts of the enemy. So Paul tells the Christians to put on the final piece of armor. The helmet of salvation. This is a final action of a soldier just before he engages or enters into battle, putting on his helmet and gripping his sword. This is in no way saying to us that the believer's salvation comes last. We don't earn salvation only after putting on truth, righteousness, peace, and faith. But all these things come to us the moment we confess our sins, repent, and invite Jesus into our hearts and lives. But what Paul is really trying to say to us is that we must constantly remind ourselves of our salvation, that we are saved in Christ and by faith in Christ alone. Solo Christus, sola fide. Just like how the Pharisees would keep or wear their phylacteries just above their hairline centered before their eyes to remind them of God's laws and word, we too must remind ourselves by wearing our helmets of our salvation, that our salvation did not come by the blood of bulls and goats, but through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that we are saved and we belong to God. It is sad that not every Christian or newborn babe in Christ have this assurance of our position and status with Christ. Satan would like nothing else better than to hurl the fiery darts of doubt about who you are and whose you are. Remember that once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, once you have repented and confessed your sins, you are now a child of God. And God has given to you the helmet of salvation. So he wants, the enemy wants, to rob us of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 8 adds to the name of this armor. He calls it the hope of salvation helmet. Hope added here isn't just some wishful thinking, but it is a confident expectation of God's hand in the future. The already, but the not yet. The already and the expectation of what is to come. Paul is saying the expectation of what is to come will keep our head and hearts in the time of battle. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Paul understood the fierce battle. So like Paul to Timothy, I say to you, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry and keep your head in all situations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Keep your helmet of salvation on. The hope of salvation helmet. Are you wearing your helmet today? Is the enemy hurling fiery darts at your mind? I say, like Paul, to you, my brothers and sisters, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are for good report, if there be any praise, think on these things. Stay covered in your helmet of salvation. Philippians 4 verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us wear our armor. Let us put on all the pieces of armor every day as we live for the Lord. Because then and only then will we be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Lord, we thank you for your word over these few weeks, reminding us about the armor of God. We thank you for the instruction in your word that we are to put on the full armor of God. It is not sufficient for us to put on a few pieces, but we must fully be clothed in this armor so that we may be able to stand firm against the schemes, the plots, the strategies, the wiles of the enemy. And so, Father, we pray that we will take to ourselves and put on the belt of truth, that we will live lives of truthfulness because you desire sincerity from the inner part. We pray, O God, that we will take unto ourselves the breastplate of righteousness, for you have called us to live a righteous and a holy life. And we are reminded that without holiness, no man shall see God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the gospel of peace. For this gospel brings peace to all mankind. We thank you, Lord, for the shield of faith. We thank you, Lord, that in times of troubles and circumstance beyond our control, we can lift our faith in God. The psalmist reminds us that we will look beyond the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And we thank you for the helmet of salvation, that because of this salvation, we will have the opportunity to see you face to face one day in Jesus' name. Amen.